USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown continuing now into day 24, and at the root of it remains the president's demands for money for a massive border wall with Mexico. The president saying this morning he's not looking to declare a national emergency at the border to get that money.
I have the absolute legal right to call it, but I'm not looking to do that because this is too simple.
The president reiterating that the partial government shutdown could easily be resolved if Democrats would get on board. Democrats say the president has to open the government first, and then they'll start negotiating. An ongoing hostage situation at a New Jersey UPS mail sorting building continues. Police initially responded to an active shooter call this morning at the building in Logan Township, where it is a man is holding his girlfriend hostage. Schools nearby are on lockdown. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Los Angeles is bracing for a teacher walkout on Monday. United Teachers Los Angeles President Alex Caputo-Pearl.
There's a variety of reasons why the proposal was unacceptable. Raising class sizes is one of them. An unacceptable level of additional staffing. And the fact that even those new staff would be in just for 1 year is unacceptable.
LA Unified School District Superintendent Austin Buettner says there's not enough money to meet the union's demands. USA's Rick Vincent has the latest from this weekend's box office.
Kevin Hart may not be hosting the Oscars this year, but he's still drawing in the crowds at the box office with his latest movie, The Upside, co-starring Bryan Cranston.
I need assistance. Wait, don't you know how this works?
They don't.
You can move your mouth.
As can you.
The Upside beat Aquaman with $19.6 million in ticket sales. Aquaman followed its second in its fourth weekend with $17.3 million for a domestic total of $288 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A deadly winter storm that left as much as 20 inches of snow in sections of Missouri is now pummeling the mid-Atlantic. John Clemens has more.
The nation's capital could see as much as 12 inches of snow, while Baltimore can expect half that much. Philadelphia will get 2 inches, while New York will get a light accumulation. The deadly storm struck the St. Louis region with reports of 20 inches. Michael Connell is with the Missouri Department of Public Safety.
There were almost 2,000 calls that the Highway Patrol responded to. About 900 crashes were related to the weather.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The oldest World War II veteran in the United States has been laid to rest in Texas. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A funeral held Saturday for 112-year-old Richard Overton, who passed away last month. He had toured the South Pacific during the war with his all-black Army unit and became a tech corporal. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at Overton's funeral, saying his service exemplified what it means to be part of the greatest generation, adding Overton voluntarily enlisted in the Army, quote, not in search of glory or some type of gratitude, and not because he was forced to do so, but instead out of a sense of duty for the nation that he loved so much.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.